Are you centered?
I'm centered. I'm focused. I'm ready. Are you centered? Are you focused?
I've never attempted or tried to get centered in my life. I'm not going to start now.
Don't be a quitter. So I say you continue on that
You're not
path
a
if you can.
quitter. I'm not.
That's what I'm
Not
saying.
that I'm not a quitter. It's I'm not a starter.
I'm encouraging you.
Whatever.
Don't quit not starting.
I'm tired of this show already.
That encourage you?
You're laughing at your own burp.
Yeah, I am. I'm
Wow.
laughing at your reaction, which is the same reaction to our all of our conversations. It's the same face.
Really?
I want to, this is, never mind. I'm not even going to tell you because I'm just going to make it happen.
Oh my gosh, let me guess. I have so many questions. Oh my
I
gosh.
have so many questions. Ask me what I did this weekend. Ask me what I
No,
did this
I
weekend.
have so many questions.
Ask me
Oh
what
my
I
God.
did this weekend. Ask me what I did this
Oh my
weekend.
God, I have so many questions. What did you do? All right, I guess you're more important than my weekend, but whatever. Go ahead.
I
Whoa,
ran.
Daryl just left us. You better find him and figure out, get him back.
Yeah,
Go
he's
ahead.
coming. I ran the general with Daryl
You
twice.
ran twice, twos.
Just two generals. Daryl
Yeah,
did 10
Daryl
generals.
ran 10. So to
I
say
only
you
did 10.
ran the general with Daryl, you better be more specific in the number.
Two generals.
Yeah, thank
One
you.
on Saturday, one on Sunday. That's all I did. What did you do this weekend?
I ran zero loops of this general. I never have ran a loop of this general. The general is out and back, correct?
Yep. There's a
Close.
tiny little loop at the end where you go around the cemetery, but it's the
One
itty
of these
bitty.
years, when you're not so close to it, I'll maybe come down and give it a shot.
When I'm not so close to it.
Yeah, I just feel like the you being near that vicinity is like, I don't know.
You might have to see me.
Exactly. The small talk, the unnatural hug thing. It's like,
Oh, our hugs are the best.
never know what to do with my hands. You're
Yeah,
probably
we
gonna
got
be
it
out
figured out.
lumberjacking some tree down. I don't know.
Yeah, I might have to carry ice.
Ice, what?
Oh no, that's at your house.
I'm confused. This went way off track way too fast. Yeah, that's coming up. I should probably do the permits and stuff for that.
Yeah. Yeah, get on it.
Yeah,
January is almost here.
sign up for my race. We still have openings.
Yeah, what is the format of your race again? What are we doing? Okay.
You're doing out and back on the idiot loop, and you're grabbing a cute little ice cube, and you can't let it melt or break on your return loop on the idiot loop
A
back to my
cute
house.
ice cube.
Well, some might be cute, some might be inappropriate. I don't know, whatever we come up with here.
Oh, I
Have you
didn't
ever
know
carried a frozen penis before?
I can't say that I have. No.
I don't know. It could happen.
Okay.
Just you gotta
I
be.
don't. Did you want to increase registrations for this
You
race, or
just
did you want to decrease them?
listen.
I just
If
checking in
you
on
have
that.
listen, if you happen to have a frozen penis, you have to be gentle with it. You have to not let it get too warm, or it might break. You know, you can't let it drip
Let me
because.
know when this part of the conversation's done, and
Okay.
then we'll start the podcast.
But that, yeah, that anyway, you asked about the whatever the title of that
I'll
run
never
is.
ask again.
Okay. All right, you ready to start the show?
I'm ready.
Yes, I have snow, by the way.
Have snow? We haven't had any snow yet.
It's stupid outside. I don't even want to get talked about because it'll make me grumpy, super grumpy. I'm really in a great mood right now, and it'll make me grumpy.
Okay, that's what you call this mood. You
Yeah.
call it great?
You can't see my happiness.
Got it. Okay.
Right, hold on. I'm not ready yet. Okay, here
Okay.
we go. Ready, Grace?
Ready.
Grace, our guest ran the general 10 times this past weekend, getting him his first 100 miler, which is no shorty. Let's discuss this idiotness on episode 140.
I'm Eric Idiot Renner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right. Business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
That was a good intro.
Welcome to the Running Mullet episode 140 weeks. That's like 140 times 7 days. That's a lot.
That's a lot. We've been doing this for a long time.
I keep asking you this. What's the next benchmark? What is like 3 years? I don't know. 50?
It's sometime.
We're almost there. That'd be
a hundred. Like, yeah, it's in like February or March. It's always in that time.
156 episodes, right? 52. Math is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on our way. 16 more times I got to put up with you.
That's right.
16 weeks, 4 months. That's like.
Yeah. You can do it.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Oh, winter has bestowed itself upon the Idiot Runner house up here in North Central PA. Today was stupid cold. It snowed last night, like a dusting. Yeah. It didn't even melt all day. It was that stupid cold. The older I get, the more I hate this winter stuff.
Oh, you poor thing. And I think now we're pretty much at Ty Dotton was this past weekend. There's like a couple more marathons that are happening, the NCR marathon, which is down in Maryland. But race season is mostly over. And I feel like November, December, January is the time for fun adventures that you make up in your head or that are made up by other people, like the 4-State Challenge or Mason-Dixon's Shortest Day. It's like it's the time of year for fat asses and for like fun challenges with your friends or a made up challenge, like doing 10 generals, you know?
Or like carrying frozen penises up across the mountain.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Why? I'm never bringing this up again. I'm never bringing it up again.
They're gonna be different colors too.
Oh my gosh. So 10 generals. We're having Daryl on to talk about 10 generals. Let's, Daryl, please save me from this man.
I just want to know, are they these ice cubes you're talking about? Are they Eric Kosek size or Chad Brown size?
Ooh, that's
Daryl, you're not helping.
Good point. Size matters. It's going to be hard.
Oh, gosh.
That's hilarious. Okay. All right, so we're here to talk about the general. We'll get into more about the penis talk in the next couple shows, I'm sure. I look forward to it. But yeah, tonight it's all about the general. So Daryl just ran a whole crap load of miles on this general loop out and back. So first off, let's hear the numbers on the out and back. What do we got?
You mean as far as the distance, that sort of thing?
Yeah, distance and elevation gain.
Yeah, so it's like just a little over 10 miles total. And it depends on your watch, you know, and how kind it's being, but it'll read anywhere from 1900 to like 2100 and change per loop. So Strava was kind to me and gave me the higher number this time. So I was happy.
Yeah, you managed to pull off the 20,000 feet of gain, right?
It was 21,000 plus. So
yeah, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it was fun.
So your goal was, and this was just a challenge that you decided to do on your own, or has this been in your brain for years, or tell us about how you came up with this?
wanting to run the 100 miles has been in my brain for years. So when I first started trail running, and I may have already done, and I can't remember when I did my first 50K, but I knew I wanted to do 100 eventually. And so I set the goal for myself to do it before I turned 50. But I didn't know, I assumed it would be a race or something like that. And then a couple years ago, I was like, well, crap, if I'm going to do a race, then I need to like pre-qualify and that sort of thing. And I know Eastern States dropped it, the qualifications that you have to do. Yeah. But I also, races are fun, but you have to build your entire life around it. And, it's different. So, and I've done kind of my own thing before. Anyways, every time I hit a new distance PR, it's been my own creation. So I was like, well, why change now?
Yeah. Keep on going with it. Yeah. Now, can you talk a little bit about where the general came from and the history of the general?
The last time I was on was when I did the general 7 times as a training run. So, but yeah, for anybody that didn't listen or doesn't remember that. So the general is a route that a couple guys started back in spring of 2020, COVID, no races. So they started running it, established the route. It's on the Mason-Dixon Trail, and it goes out to an old family cemetery. So they go out and you do a little tiny loop at the turnaround. So you circle the cemetery and then go back to your starting point. And then it turned into a weekly group run. And up until, I think in the last month or so, was the first time it was missed. But
it was missed.
Yeah. So
when Wallach was out doing Moab.
Yeah. And like the core group has changed over the years as far as who's kind of carrying the torch. But yeah, they went over 5 years with that group, Wednesday night group run. I think it's safe to say that it's been run every week, because I was maybe 2 months ago, my son was visiting from out of town, and we went out and he ran his first general. And there were some young kids in the parking lot that had just got back from running it. And I don't know who they were. And they're like, you guys here to run the general? And we're like, yeah, it was his first. And they're like, oh, it's a love hate, So like, there's so many people that run that route that aren't even necessarily running it on a Wednesday. So yeah, but that's the route.
Yeah. And I think the parking area, like they let us park there and run in that area any time of year, any time of day. Nobody really messes with us, like the police officers nearby, they're fine with it. It's not like some of our county parks in York County, they do not allow you to be there overnight. This is a through trail, so it doesn't have sunrise hours, and they don't mind when we park there, and they kind of know what we're doing. Yeah. I've had the local police officers stop by occasionally and say hi,
They actually stopped by early Saturday morning or Sunday morning.
Nice.
I was back at the truck and I see the cop car coming and it pulls up and they're like, you guys coming or going? And we're like, both. They're like, you guys got mental problems.
Yeah, we
did. I didn't bother giving them the whole story. I was like, yeah, we'll just leave it at that,
So it's kind of fun. So the named so because a general in the Revolutionary War, he owned that piece of property, and his family's cemetery is on that piece of property still today. And there's probably, 25 headstones there,
something like that.
It's pretty small. It's a tiny little cemetery, the Dritt Family Cemetery. The general is actually not buried there. He's buried in Maryland, although they did put a headstone next to his wife more recently. That's a new headstone, but his remains, as last I knew, were still in Maryland.
I think, and I think that grave, they don't even know where that is anymore. Like he was buried.
Oh, wow.
That's been lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and Don asked
him, like, cool,
pieces of history. Yeah. The general got caught by the British for a while. Yeah, he did. He got caught by the British, I think, twice. Rob Bartholomew can tell you everything.
I think I remember reading that it's debatable whether he was truly a general or maybe it was an assumed title, or I don't know.
Right, yeah. Right.
But lucky for him, I mean, but they say you die twice, you know, you're when you actually die, and then when your name is never, you know, is said for the last time, that's your second death. Mm-hmm. Like, we're keeping that dude alive.
He is alive, and him and his wife, when there's a group of us that sometimes when we run it, we call it the Liz instead of the general, because we visit Elizabeth Dritt's tombstone. So when her husband got captured, she took care of the homestead while he was gone. So that's been fun. Although this past weekend, I did say that I ran the general because you were running the general. So I was running the general. Right. There's two names for the same route.
And now once I completed it, I didn't run the general. It is now the Dritt 100.
The Dritt 100, that's right. Which is
Dritt 100.
And did you say what that stands for?
Somebody else, I think it was Brad Lippy that came up with it. Cause he was thinking that maybe it was an acronym, and he said Daryl ran it 10 times.
That works pretty good.
I was like, yeah, I don't think we can get a better acronym than that. So
no.
It was destiny bound to happen.
Yeah, so that's the Dritt 100. And that is in York County, Don. It is right next to the Susquehanna River. A lot of people in Pennsylvania know about the Susquehanna River. It's a nice big river that flows from New York State all the way down to Maryland.
Yeah, and the general actually drowned in the river.
That's right.
He was trying to cross it in the wintertime. I think there was ice floats and that sort of thing. And that's why he was buried in Maryland, because that's where they found his body.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah.
And what happened to him in Maryland?
That's where they buried him. His body washed up.
He buried him?
Buried? I don't know. What is it?
I love York County accents.
Yeah, that's my Franklin County accent.
I love it. It's great.
So let's get into how your day and night and following morning went. You know, you had this planned for quite a while, I assume, the idea of it.
Yeah, the idea of it has been, it's been there for a while. I didn't know. I thought I was going to run it in October. I turned 50 in January, so I was coming down to the wire. I was like, all right, we got to get this done. If I'm going to stick with my, you know, the goal I set for myself. So I thought I was going to do it in October, and then October got kind of busy, and it worked better for my schedule and my wife's schedule for me to scoot it to this month. And I tell you, weather-wise, it worked out perfectly. Like, if I had been running it today and tomorrow, it would have been a whole different story. But
yeah.
So I knew, and then maybe like 2 weeks ago, I started sending out messages to some different groups of, I have different group chats. I'm like, and then direct messages to, people that I thought might be interested in coming out and running some of it. But that's the other reason I like self-supported runs, is like, I'll plan everything out to do it if no one would show up. So like, I know, all my logistics are taken care of, and then whoever shows up, then we just have fun. And I was blown away by how many people showed up to either just cheer or run. I haven't even sat down to count. I think our South Central PA trail running community is freaking awesome. Like,
so did you run by yourself at all?
I didn't run one lap by myself. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. There was two laps that I had just one person with me, but most of them I had probably the biggest group. You might've been part of the biggest group, Grace. I think we might've had when we finished there might've been six. The first, when I went out on the first one, and we keep calling it loops. I don't know why I do that, but it's not a loop. I mean, other than at the end, But the first lap, first route, I think we might have had six then too. So a bunch of people kicked it off. So Yeah. It was fun. And some people do. I don't know who. I'm not sure who did the most with me. It might have been Tom.
Tom. Yeah. Probably did. Tom.
Because I think he did maybe 3.5.
He did 3 and change.
Somebody else that, yeah, my brain's foggy. So I,
yeah, I'm, Tom I'm, did 3 and change, which we had a conversation about because that was not on his training schedule.
We were hiking a lot.
Yeah. So there were quite a few. I was surprised with how many people turned out considering how little notice there was, because there was a lot of other people who were like, oh man, I would have come out had I known. So that was pretty neat.
Yeah, I didn't like broadcast it or put it on public forum. I just was, yeah.
So what did you eat along the way?
Most of what I ate, like what I do is for each lap, I had a baggie already prepackaged. So I knew if I took that baggie and a bottle of Tailwind, then I had enough calories. And that had like Honey Stinger waffles or, energy bars, mini Snickers, you know, that kind of stuff. So not super heavy. And then I kept like, I had ramen already, you know, ramen in a thermos at the truck. Larry Baker brought me some McDonald's in the middle of the night. He's like, what do you want? And I was like, chicken nuggets sound freaking awesome. And yeah, the nuggets didn't hit the spot quite as much as I expected, but he had a cheeseburger. So I ate that like a couple bites per lap. So I think it took me like 9 or 12 hours to finish a burger because, you know, each lap was between 2.5 and 3 hours. So, which I looked at. So the general is an actual segment on Strava. And so I was able to look at it and I was thrilled. I wanted to see what my fastest segment was and my slowest. And my slowest was 2 hours, 59 minutes, and 50 seconds.
So wow. I came to the
3 hour mark. I was like, yeah. Because
that's awesome.
I didn't know like in my head when I figured out, like, I didn't know how long it would take me. But I was like, all right, if I go out and run the general normally and just don't push, just keep it comfy, it takes me about 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And which like the fastest one, I haven't looked at it, but like some of the guys that kill it, to give you an idea, I think the fastest is like right around 1 hour and 10 minutes. I don't remember. It's either Simpson or Zach Miller.
Yeah,
somebody in there, has it. Mine, I think my fastest is more like 1 hour 40 or 1 hour 38 or something like that. Anyways, so I started out with, I was like, all right, if I do it in 2.5 hours, that's a 25 hour. It'd be a 25 hour day. I was like, I don't think I can maintain that, but I'm going to start at that. And then if my average, if I do 3 hour laps, then that's a 30 hour day. Now, obviously I said my shortest time was just under 3 hours. That's just the segment. That doesn't include time at my truck. So like, if you include my turnaround of time, I probably had there was probably like some 3.5 hour loops in there. Cause I did end up with finishing just under 30 hours. It's 29 hours and 50 minutes or something like that. So
you weren't pushing it or trying to do anything super fast at the aid station then?
I was not trying to my first couple, I turned around fairly quick. And then I was like, all right, I need to like take care of myself, because probably my lowest lap was lap 4, where I just was like, oh boy, like the legs were really starting to lock up and it was warmer than I expected. So I got behind on salt. So I was like, man, if it stays like this, this is going to be a different experience than what I was hoping for. So then I was like, well, I need to sit down, kind of rest my legs in between laps. And I tried that for maybe 2 laps, 3 laps. But then I was just so locked up after sitting for even 5 minutes. Mm. Okay, I can't sit down anymore. So we weren't, it wasn't like we were we didn't sit and play cards or anything as a turnaround, but it wasn't NASCAR either. So yeah, it was just my goal. Like while you're out there, you have a goal, but it was really, my goal was to finish it and feel good about it. You know, mm-hmm. I wanted to sufficiently trash myself, but I didn't want to like blow up at 50 miles and not finish either. So,
yeah.
And I feel like I balanced it out just right.
Did you have any super low lows other than that lap 4 or 5 there, or like lap 70 miles in?
Yeah. Lap 4 was like where I was most concerned just because my legs were hurting. And then I think it was right around lap 8. I started to feel off my stomach, you know, it was just not like, I wasn't throwing up or anything, but like it wasn't settling right. And thankfully Jeff Kearns he'd done 2 laps with me. I think he did 7 and 8 with me, and he picked up on what was going on, and he's like, all right, here. And I'd started taking some sips of Coke when I was back at the truck. And then he's like, all right, stop worrying about how much solid food you're taking in. And then he had me take, I think it was like 3/4 of my bottle. I was carrying 2 bottles. So I had one with Tailwind, and then the other one was water. And he said, take the water one, do 3/4 of Coke and 1/4 of water. And that way you're getting sugar in. And so that's what I did for the last 2 laps was Tailwind in one bottle, slightly watered down Coke in the other. And then I would eat, like I ate ramen, I think, especially when it started raining there, because the rain came in with a vengeance at the end of lap 9. And so I just wanted something warm. And so I slurped down some ramen, and that stayed down fine. But the Coke, I think, saved my and then I mean I definitely had like times where that was the cool thing, because that, like, prior to this, 70 couple miles was the longest I had ever run, and that was just kind of different. I was just out for time, not distance, but this was definitely a different experience than I ever had for any of my other distances, in that whole, like, you have time for lows, and then you come back and you feel good, mm-hmm. back down. Like, just that whole, like, it can get better.
Yeah.
Like, I've experienced that before, but never quite as many times, you know, and just within, you know, one lap out, you know, I'd be like just trudging up a hill, just feeling like, yeah, this is never going to end. And then you'd hit another section that is like, oh, this is good. I think I can run this. And then you're cruising mm-hmm. along. Fine, you know, so
yeah, it's wild how things can turn around and turn around multiple times.
Yeah.
Don had asked in the chat, and this this is a good question, especially for this route. Don had asked, is it hilly, trails, forest roads? He said, I'm envisioning a dirt road to the cemetery. So can you talk a little bit about the route itself and the terrain of it? Because it is right. Everything.
Yeah. It's, yeah. So we'll just walk through it. We'll go from the start to the graveyard, and then you can finish the rest. So you start out in Wrightsville, which is a little river town, nothing, you know, it's like every river town along the Susquehanna.
Adorable. And they have good subs at the local sub place.
Yeah. It's a cool little place, but like, not like high end cool. I mean, like, I don't want to paint it like, it's not like, if you think of old towns in Pennsylvania, it's not like quaint.
Like Jim Thorpe or something. Yeah.
Or Jim Thorpe. It's not your.
It's tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got a mix of fine people in Wrightsville, which I can tell you about the one that joined in with us. So you're leaving that, like, it's a small park on the river. And you leave that and you run a street just for a little bit. So you're like passing this row of houses, and you're on the street, and that might be 1/4 mile. And then you
go down. And some neighbors like you and some do not.
Right. Right. One did not. It was 5:30 and dark, and she did not understand why we were running. And she had some choice words about it. And so then for the rest of the night, we would go dark and quiet whenever we'd go by the house, so we didn't like upset her dog. So anyways, so you got some in-town street running for running. I'm sorry, not running, running.
That's right.
And then you cut in and you go into a nice little trail in the woods, and that has some switchbacks. And that's, I forget, that's like the, that might be a conservancy that owns that part of the land.
Yeah, I know I think it's conservancy land. I know that little piece up at the top, they do allow bow hunting. So it's a tiny little piece of land, but it's nice little single track and overlooks the river.
Yeah. Yep. And then you drop down and you got to go under a road. So you have a nice little culvert that you go through, but it's just big enough. You don't have to like duck or anything. So you go through that, and then you have these nice long switchbacks still in the woods, still single track. And that brings you out, across a road. And then you're going up to the highest point in the whole route. And that's High Point Scenic Vista, which is a York County park. And that's an exposed hill. So now you're on like grassy path. And you go up to that. And that's real cool, because then you can see, like, you can see a really nice stretch of the Susquehanna. You can, if you're looking north a little bit, you can see the Route 30 bridge and the Wrightsville Columbia Bridge, which is a really cool shot. So real pretty. Great to see the sunrise or sunset up there. So that's your high point. And then you drop down the other side of that. And then you hit road. And I forget how long that is. You would think I would know. Actually, the whole day, I only had the time of day and time elapsed on my watch. I didn't look at anything else. So,
yeah.
But
I want to say it's 3/4 of a mile to 1 mile. 3/4 of a mile, I think.
No, I think it's longer than that. I feel like that's longer than that. Yeah. If you look, yeah. At any rate, you got, I'm going to say, a mile or so of road, and it's all downhill.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's like country road, nice farms, nice homes. Lots of deer out there, but
if you accidentally go the wrong way, there's a winery.
That's true. and that is not so bad on the down, but that is a long grind on the way back. It's just a miserable, that's a miserable climb, but a nice segment on the way back up. And then at the bottom of that long stretch, turn right, single track into the woods. Go past a nice little fence that has some goats, some emus, I believe they are, a horse there. I can't remember Matt's last name. He always calls them the trail chickens. The trail chickens hang out there. And then, so that's a little single track that takes you over to Klein's Run Park, which is sits right. Like, it's a big open, like lots of trees, but mowed grass in between it. They have disc golf there.
And if you are a group of women, you don't have to worry, because the men will run over to tell you that it's a disc golf course in case you didn't know that it was a disc golf course.
Is that what happened?
And so it didn't happen over the weekend, but it has happened before.
And that's never happened to me.
Right. Twice. It was a group of like 7 of us women. We're all obviously running, all obviously know where we're going. And this guy and his buddy ran over to us and said, "Hey, we just want to let you know that this is an active disc golf course." And we were like, "Right. Okay. So this is an active trail and we're going to keep going." And we're going to be out of your way in like 2 seconds. It was hilarious. And then there was another time where a guy let us know. It's never happened to me, because I've run the route with dudes too. It never happens to me when I'm with guys, only if it's only women. So any groups of women who are going to be on that section, if you forget where the disc golf course is,
they'll let you know.
Hopefully somebody will let you know that that's the section with the disc golf course.
And I felt bad because Saturday was a beautiful day and there was a lot of people out playing. So
there are a lot of people out there.
But no one took a disc to the head as far as I know. So
no.
Never good.
It's a nice little park. Yeah. It's a nice section.
Yeah. So then we actually, I hate that section. That's probably even, I think I dislike that even more than Trinity Road.
Yeah. Yeah. But, well, I think because of the footing, it's not yeah. nice grassy footing like it is at High Point. It's like all scuffed yeah. up.
It's not really even trail. Like,
no,
it's just, you're just kind of cruising through, but yeah. So then you go through a little patch of woods and then you're in open, it's like open grassland type with a mowed wide path.
That's called native lands.
Native lands. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there you're still on the Mason-Dixon Trail until you get within sight of the graveyard. And then you take a little side trail and just loop in around behind the graveyard up to the graveyard. And then you come back and hit it on the way back. So yeah, you get a little bit of everything, which is what's cool. Cause some people are like, dude, like, isn't that going to be drive you nuts? Like, why are you doing repeats? You know, that's going to be so boring. You can't get bored in that route because either just change of territory or like change of trail and scenery and change of challenge. Like it's always changing, you know, so that, yeah, it's not like one big hill. Yeah, there's lots of little kickers in there. So,
yeah, and we do the parts of that route almost every week, and even seeing it change with the seasons, like it just doesn't mm-hmm. get boring.
Yeah. it's a good training place. Yeah. So, and then if you're doing it on a Wednesday night, the true general run, it started out doing 10 burpees for the general in the graveyard, mm-hmm. and then it escalated. I don't know what it maxed out at, but it was like doing some sort of calisthenics, like 10 push-ups, 10 jumping jacks, 10 burpees, whatever. I think it went up to like 60 or 70. It got a little ridiculous, you know? So I waited to see how I'd feel. And on my last time out, Anthony Wallach was with me, and he was one of the guys that created the route originally. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I had it in me. So we did 11 burpees yes. In the graveyard and then headed back. So that was cool. Yeah. I was glad I it was in the back of my mind. I'm like, yeah, let's see if we can do it. But I didn't want to commit to it until I was like, and even then I was like, all right, we're going to try, but I'm reserving the right to bail at one, because if I get something like, you know, spaz out on me, I'm stopping. But yeah, they weren't pretty, but got it done.
Got it done. So, Grace, you did loop 8 and 10 with them, you said?
No, I did loop 3 and 10, I think it was. Yeah, did one on Saturday. Laura, friend of the show, Lidecker, she came down, and she had 12 miles on her training plan. So we did 10, and then we just kind of ran around a bit afterwards. There is, and this is Wrightsville. See, Wrightsville's just, it wants to be a quaint town. There's a little trailer park across the street that puts up a big Christmas light display that you can go through. And so we went over there. There, it's not fully up yet, but it's almost there. So it was fun. We did one on loop 3, and then I came back out with Gina, and Julia and Joe joined for a little bit, but me and Gina went out and we did the full general on Sunday. So that was good.
Was there any time that your out and backs turned to straight power hiking, or did you manage to run some of it every time?
I think I managed to run some of it every time. Yeah. I mean, obviously that one that took me 3 hours, that was probably, and I think I was looking at this morning. I can't remember right now which one that was. It wasn't my last lap, but I think it might have been my sixth or seventh lap that was the longest. So that one might have been mostly power hiking, but I think there was always a few sections where I'm like, all right, you know, let's run it. But what happened was, is initially I was able to run most of the, you know, I was running the flats and the downhills, and then my quad started getting beaten up, that like running down Trinity Hill, that started to really not be fun. But I found that it was less painful to, not the steep hills, but the gentle grades that I had started out hiking on purpose just to save my legs. I got to the mm-hmm. point where I felt better running them than hiking them, like the second half of it. So yeah, that was kind of cool. It was like, oh, like my hiking muscles started to get tired, but the running muscles still had something left. So it was, yeah, it was kind of, I wasn't expecting that, but that made it fun.
And it's an interesting route too, because it's fairly runnable. Like it has, yeah, it's 2000 feet of gain in 10 miles, but you know, even as a backpack runner, you can, like I can run pretty much all of it depending, yeah, on what pace I go. The only thing that I hate running is the section that we call Summer's Eve for obvious reasons, but
yeah,
we run, you can, it's not super technical. You, yeah, can pretty much run the whole thing. So even when you get tired, you can
yeah, it's not like Heiner View, like SOB or Humble Hill type,
yeah,
steepness. So like yeah, it is all runnable. And there's some of the single track is a little bit technical, but not by no, PA major standards. You
know? No.
Yeah. Maybe someone out west would complain about it, but
yeah.
Yeah, not here.
Yeah.
little dig. The dainty fellas and ladies.
Over on the West Coast.
On the West Coast. You might not like it, but everybody local here, when you think
one. Yeah. They love it.
So are you tired of that loop yet, or are you ready to go back out again?
I think we'll go back out again. Yeah, that's a good loop. Yeah. Yeah, I think, I think there might be something with the Mason-Dixon Trail. I think Rob Bartholomew maybe has a an unofficial series or something.
Yeah, I forget what he called it. He put out some challenge series.
Yeah.
And I think the general was one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think if I could fit it with my schedule, I might go out and run that. So yeah. I'm not sick of it. That's how good it is, Eric. That's how much you're going to love it when you come down and do it. I know you've been itching to come visit Grace.
I would like to do it. I see it all the time.
I know. We've talked about it. And then I never got back to inviting you. So
I know.
The only thing he came down for was the Robberino run,
which is the worst run you can do in York County.
The worst running in York County. I like that's Queen Street. Nobody wants to run on Queens. No, absolutely. Yeah. It was beautiful running all across York County, and you came for the burrito run. Got it. Yeah.
I'll come down and run it by myself and then tell you about it on the show.
Yeah. That'd be cool. We would take that.
One of these days I'll come down there and do it. Just form a group run or something, that something I can't resist, and we'll do it. Not a Wednesday weekday run.
Well, it doesn't have to be a Wednesday. We'll do a group run. I'll find out the details on Rob Bartholomew's race. There's already one created. I just got to get the details for you.
Yeah, or you can come down for Mason-Dixon's shortest day. I'm probably going out for that again. That'll be fun.
So, Daryl, you're obviously tired. Your body's still catching up on this sleep and trying to figure out what the heck you did to it. But did you come out of it pretty unscathed as far as injury goes or anything like that so far?
Yeah, I'm super happy with. I wasn't sure what to expect. I got muscle soreness, but my joints feel good. Like, you know, if I sit for longer than 15 minutes, you know, the first minute when I start moving again, you know, I look a little bit like an old man. But then once I get moving, it's not too bad. Not hurting anywhere, so I can sleep fine. So, yeah.
So all in all, would you say it went better than you expected, about what you expected, or not as good at the end, or what?
Yeah, I think it went better than I expected. Yeah, and I was able to finish stronger. Props to Anthony that, because he was running with me in that end, and he was right behind me. I don't think I could remember everything that he said, but he was just it wasn't like the David Goggins, like, you know, who's going to carry the boats kind of hype, but it was just the right stuff that just kept it. Yeah, it was cool. That last mile that we were able to, he pushed me just enough, and I didn't expect to have that much in my legs, but Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. Like, it kind of ended in a better way. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Yeah. And yeah. And just all the different people that were out there, like that part, that's what made it a cool day, you know, just, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody needs to design you a buckle for that.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, if someone designs it, I'll wear it. My wife might not be a fan of me strutting around with a belt buckle, but yeah. So we're going
to
do
just
it.
Wear it to races.
Yeah, just to, yeah. Only yeah. Places where people understand.
Yeah. And your feet looked pretty good at the end.
Yeah.
Your feet looked really good.
They didn't get wet until, even with the water running through the culvert underneath the road, I was able to stay, it wasn't running high, so I was able to stay dry until the ninth lap when it rained. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Did it rain through the ninth and the tenth lap, or just the
No, that was in the, so that would have been late morning, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was
the ninth and the tenth.
Yeah, the end of the ninth and into the beginning of the tenth, and then it stopped. I took my rain jacket off and we finished and it was nice, you know,
yeah.
but that switch over between those two, it was dumping.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah.
What's next?
If officially trail race is Heiner 25K. And then hoping to do Mid-State Mile in Tennessee in the summer.
Nice.
And then if I get my butt in gear and plan it, I'm the weekend after my birthday, I'm wanting to do a 4x4x48. I have friends that have a place down by the river that is a great place for that kind of party. So anybody that wants to do a 4x4x48, start thinking about it because I'm going to put that out there. So,
nice.
Yeah. We'll bring in 50, right? Actually, we're going to do a 4 point. I think it's 4.1 by 4x48. We'll get you 50 miles, or maybe it's 4.2. It's math. I don't know.
Yeah. Math is hard.
So,
cool.
That's an exciting year.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, congrats on doing it. I mean, the hardest part about these personal challenges and things you make up is like, I don't know, for a lot of people, myself included, at least in my head, it's like that the carrot you're chasing is not as big and juicy as the finish line of a race. So it's like, you got to really want it, you know?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's a personality difference, but like,
yeah.
I don't know, like I've quit real races. You know what I mean? Like, it's right. Not like if we have the big finish line, that keeps us from quitting, like, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, actually, in some ways, I feel like it makes it harder to quit because you're putting it out there. Like, it's you. Like, it's not like, oh, I was one out of 200 people and I had a bad day, but like, oh, there's all this other stuff, the hoopla. It's like, no, I created this event. And then like, and this is what we're going to do. It's the Drill 100. And then like, and I don't finish, then it's not a thing, you know? So yeah, I felt like there was adequate pressure to keep going. Like maybe it's pressure and not a carrot, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and then Grace, and she blamed ChatGPT. She put this event out there and everybody thought it was done. You know, it was like, wait, did he do it already? I'm like, wait, did I do it already? Did I like hit my head and I didn't remember it?
That's all you have to do is you don't have to actually do events anymore. You just have to just post and say you did.
Just post. Yeah. Okay. Well, that would have been easier. Why'd you wait till now to tell me that?
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's
tricks,
the Chad
tricks
Brown
the
secret. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Let's wrap it up, Grace. Grace?
Yeah.
You want to wrap it up?
Were you going to ask me what I'm doing this weekend? Did you just stop asking me? You're never going to ask me again?
What are you doing this weekend, Grace?
This weekend, I have so many fun things happening. I'm having game night with my friends. I'm going to go see Dusty Slay. I'm super excited because he is my current favorite comedian. And then I have date night with Jameson. We're going to the movies.
You're actually rocking the Dusty Slay vibe right now. You got the flannel.
The Dusty Slay vibe. Yeah. Jason and I are going to see Dusty Slay. We've been fans.
That's cool.
He's going to be in New York at the Strand.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. We got tickets as soon as it came out. So I'm pretty excited. Cool. And then me and Jameson are going to the movies. So I have date night with Jameson. I'm very excited to have date night with an 11-year-old. We're going to see Predator Badlands.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, have fun. I look forward to hearing how your date goes.
Thank you. Appreciate it. How's your weekend? What are you doing?
How's my weekend?
How's it going to be? What are you doing?
I really don't know yet. Hunting.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun. Are you hunting solo? Or are the girls hunting?
No, they haven't managed to get out yet, but hopefully I can get at least one of them out here.
Yeah.
But yeah, fun. I don't really have any crazy grand plans yet.
Okay. Well, hope you get something. Daryl, how's your weekend look?
It's the first weekend in forever that we don't have anything planned. My wife and I will both be home. So that probably means we got yard work to catch up on and, all that fun stuff. But yeah, it feels good. There's
playing with the dogs to catch up on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing.
Nice. Well, I hope the same for everybody out there, that you are either going to have a fun weekend or a pleasantly boring weekend. Sometimes that's great too. And on Monday, next Monday, you can tune in again at 7:30 Eastern Daylight Time, because we're in Daylight Savings Time now, Eastern Daylight Time. Yeah. Mondays, Eastern, 7:30, tune in, share stuff and like it with all your friends so they can tune in and hear about Eric's ice cubes.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that next week and a week after, all the way through.
Thanks for tuning in. If you made it to the end of the show, you should get a buckle for that.
Thanks for joining us, Daryl. Great job.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
That's a lot of miles, and you should be proud of that for sure.
Thank you.
Have awesome. A good week, man.
Nicely done.
Yeah, you guys too.
All right. See ya.
That goodbye. It?